Hey guys, welcome back to The Crevice. It's your host Hugo, and today we have special guest, superstar guest actually, James Hodges.
Thank you, Hugo. I'm so honored to be on your crevice.
All right. So anyway, moving on, we have the topic to talk about.
We do.
The NBA Finals. And it's game one. Game mm-hmm. one's over.
Yeah.
Golden State won. Cavs lost. What's your first opinion on that?
So my first thought is the Cavs are coming in, don't have nearly the star power as the Warriors. You know what I'm saying? But they battled out the entire regulation. And at the end, there were questionable calls, questionable plays. And then JR ran the ball back, thinking the game was tied, but it wasn't.
That's actually one of my topics. I wrote down a few things. Golden State won, Cavs lost, JR dumb, LeBron 51 points.
Yes.
So, yes, we're going to talk about all those topics. So,
basically,
I'd agree with you on that. A lot of people say it was kind of rigged, all the the refs were going against the Cavs. And what I think about that is just if the game was rigged, the NBA wants to have more games because they make more money, you know, like all the TV and promotions and stuff.
Yeah.
They make more money. So wouldn't you want to length it out? Because obviously the Warriors are going to win. The Cavs, just they're undermanned. Everybody's tired. And the Warriors just have – they can – it's just kind of like – I've talked to my brothers like about this before. You can't go down the line, down the Cavs like any other team. Like, oh, they have LeBron. Mm-hmm. They have Kevin Love. They have – J.R. Smith.
If Kevin Love is the second option on any team, I don't know how they're in the finals.
Kevin Love's a perennial all-star.
He was an all-star. He's not.
Don't hate on K-Love, all right? We're going to have some problems.
All right.
No, I'm sure.
I'm here to argue.
But, like the Warriors, you can say Steph, KD, Zaza. You know.
Zaza,
but,
yeah, that's good. He's the fourth man.
Yeah. But anyway, that's how I feel about that. They're kind of undermanned. They don't have enough talent.
Yeah, I don't think the game was necessarily rigged by the NBA. I just thought it was maybe poor officiating towards the end.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of some questionable calls. Did you see the charge? He was a little bit outside of the circle, but they thought that just in the last 2 minutes of the game, I think they're allowed to review calls to make sure it was the right call. I think it should have stayed as a charge, but they switched it over to blocking, gave Kevin Durant 2 shots, tied the game up. So that's kind of where it went downhill for the Cavs, and then you know what happened in overtime.
Everybody's talking about this J.R. Smith. He got the rebound after, I think, George Hill missed the shot.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, whose fault? Oh, so for the people who haven't, let me explain for the people who haven't seen it. So basically, George Hill could hit a shot to win the game, and then he missed, but J.R. got the rebound and a few seconds left. He dribbles it out to the three-point line, and he just basically just freezes. LeBron tells him to do something, points to the basket, points to a teammate, and he passes to a teammate, and the shot clock goes, and it's overtime, and then LeBron yells at him. So who do you think, whose fault was that on the play?
In my opinion, that was just JR being unaware of the situation in the game. When he came down with that rebound, I thought he had a pretty good look at just a quick put-back floater, but he decided to dribble it out. Maybe he was looking for LeBron, because that's what I'd do in that situation, because LeBron's the only one on that team.
And I actually, sorry to cut you off, but in a press conference interview after the game, he actually said he was aware of the situation.
Yeah.
He was trying to, I think he said, dribble out for like a timeout, or he thought the timeout was being called or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I still don't get that. And then someone told Draymond after the game, too, that he said that. And he said, well, that's kind of what I thought. Like, he was trying to give it to LeBron or something. And he's like, if I was on LeBron's team, I'd give it to LeBron, too. So.
Exactly.
But anyway, a lot of people are saying JR, a lot of people are saying George Hill for missing the free throw. And that would have sent him into the second game with a win. So what can you do, man? The Cavs.
Yeah, I don't know. It was a rough last couple minutes for that team.
Yeah.
But who knows? Maybe they can steal one in the Bay Area. We'll see how it goes.
Well, also, another thing people are talking about, it's kind of a popular little joke or meme, as some people would call it. Throughout the finals and throughout the playoffs, throughout the playoffs, people were just like, oh, LeBron's carrying the Cavs. He has so many points on these nights. And he's actually the first person to have 50-plus points in a finals but not win.
Yeah, I mean, I think that says more about the team than it does about LeBron.
Yeah.
Because if you got a man putting 50 points on the board and you still can't get the win, there's not much else you can do with that.
I woke up, because I didn't watch the second half, I woke up and I was like, I checked the LeBron stats and I was like, 51 and exactly. they lost. It's just, I mean, K Love had 21.
That's pretty solid, actually.
A few, like, a good amount of rebounds, a good amount of assists, but just, I don't know. The Cavs are a little understaffed there. They might have to pull some strings, but LeBron might even leave. So
I know.
That's kind of what we're going to talk about next. So what do you think LeBron's move is for the offseason?
Well, I think that he would be wrong to stay in Cleveland. He came home. Mm-hmm. He brought him a championship. Mm-hmm. That's about all he can do at this point. I mean, I think the ownership isn't good. The general manager's not great. So I say that he needs to get out of there. I know there's talks of teams like the Rockets and the Lakers. Maybe he wants to go to L.A. just for a big old city like that. But I'm not sure. My only thing with that is I hope he doesn't stay in Cleveland. What about you?
Well, as a Sixers fan, no, I'm just kidding. He's not going to the 76ers. After that GM, did you hear about the GM?
Yeah, the scandal.
Yeah, I talked about that in the earlier podcast. But anyway, people are exiting the premises again. Anyway, that's kind of what I thought, too. Like, he's dumb to stay in Cleveland, even though it would be kind of a cool legacy, like, get drafted by them, get some rings, come back, and
The thing is, he doesn't have a future with that team, if you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Like, you talk about rings, but with all these super teams building, unless the Cavs can add some key player, I don't know, like Kyrie Irving.
Kawhi Leonard. There's limited people to even, because the super teams are already formed. There's no, like, one-man teams anymore.
I saw Karl Anthony Towns looking to leave the T-Wolves. Mm-hmm. So if they could pull some strings, get him over there, that maybe could keep LeBron from leaving, but I say he needs to get out of there.
He's an Eagles fan, so you never know.
Bronny is?
No, what's his face? Karl Anthony Towns.
Yeah.
Never know.
You want him to go to the
but
Sixers,
I don't,
don't you?
I don't. Who would he take? Whose spot? Probably like Robert Covington or
something. Dario Saric, one of those boys.
Not a shame. Yeah, but someone like that. But yeah. I think the most likely spot would probably, like, this is if I was like on NBA 2K and I could like manage teams, I would get him to the Rockets because the Rockets just barely missed out. They had to injure Chris Paul and they probably would have. I mean, the odds were kind of with them to win that game in the game 7 in the Western Conference. And if they added LeBron, that'd just be another just piece to a great team.
Yeah, I mean, LeBron to the Rockets, I like it, but then at the same time, I'd rather see another team flourish. You know what I'm saying? Because Houston already has two All-Stars. Clint Capella's a rising big man who's going to keep getting better every year. I think next year they're going to be a much greater challenge in the West for the Warriors because, you know, they're probably not going to disassemble anytime soon.
Yeah.
So I don't like LeBron to the Rockets, but, I mean, it's definitely a place he could end up.
Well, I want to disagree with you because Chris Paul is just getting older and older, and they're kind of he's kind of like the playmaker for them. And, well, so is James Harden. But adding LeBron would just be you could see it as being chaotic because they have three people who can just pass the ball very well.
Exactly.
And I think it would add another – I think just an element because LeBron loves playing with offensive players and just down the line even he's great with, like, three-point big men and stuff like Ryan Anderson and even P.J. Tucker. He can shoot a little bit too. So
Raleigh boy.
Yeah, Raleigh boy. Daniel's boy too.
Daniel's
shout
boy,
out.
That's right.
Anyway – I thought, I was so sad when they lost because he would have gotten a ring. So
I know.
Bring back.
Maybe
the
he'll
city.
Win best shoes in the league though. He's
yeah.
Got a chance.
He's got a lot of good kicks. Well, do you think he would go to the Lakers because doesn't he want to win rings? I just don't get that from my standpoint.
Yeah. I know this is an argument for a different podcast, but in my opinion, LeBron is the greatest player of our time. All time.
I have another opinion on that as well.
I'm sure you do. But if LeBron were to go to a team that was able to win rings, he added a few more, I don't think there's any question that he's better than Jordan. So I see with that side, but then also maybe he wants to bring a young team up.
Maybe. I
I'm
mean,
saying
got
he's ring-chasing, though.
Players.
Yeah.
But I would be ring-chasing if I was LeBron.
Yeah, he's
I'd
winded
be on
down
some
his career.
David West type stuff.
Exactly.
Anyway, I say anyway too much. Anyway, so it's not an argument for another podcast because we're talking about it right now. So, greatest player. Yeah, people are just they're fighting outside. No, I'm just kidding. People are
having a fun time
pretty
out there.
Loud. Anyway,
we going LeBron versus Jordan right now?
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead.
Actually,
you start
no.
off.
Actually, no, because I don't like comparing them because two different positions, two different time periods,
two different games completely.
Yeah, and why can't we just coexist? Why can't everybody be the greatest player of all time.
Because that's not how that works. Greatest player of all time means one player. The greatest player.
Goats.
There can't be two.
Plural.
It doesn't work like that.
Co-goats.
Are you disagreeing with me in any way that LeBron and Jordan aren't top two?
I'd have to say maybe LeBron's top five, because top two for me is Michael Jordan and Jordan Farmar, so I'd have to say that.
Jordan Farmar.
Yeah. Hugo. Lakers guard for a few of their championship teams.
Yeah, he was a key component.
Yeah, he was.
You didn't even notice Kobe was on the floor when Jordan Farmar was out there turning up.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, a former UCLA captain. So.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. I actually got one more thing to ask you.
All right.
This is back on the finals topic. Towards the end of the game, 2.6 seconds left in overtime.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you were aware of the situation that happened, but Sean Livingston pulls up for a mid-range jumper, and Tristan Thompson looks like he threw an elbow into Sean Livingston's elbow.
All right.
And this caused him to miss shot completely, and it was a foul call. But following that, Tristan Thompson was ejected from the game with 2.6 seconds left in overtime. And then, walking off the court, he takes the ball, gets in Draymond's face, and throws that. And then a huge scuffle breaks out.
I did see that, actually.
Yes.
That was pretty crazy. I think he's just, you know, frustrated. Mm-hmm. He just got off the Kardashian curse, so maybe he's kind of dealing with some, maybe, how do I say this, some side effects from the from the curse.
Of course.
He's having some, he's just, give it time, and he'll be back. He'll be good.
I agree. That kind of segues into this. What do you think about Draymond Green?
He's just kind of one of those players where it's like you hate to play against him, and you, I don't even say you like him on your team because he's just annoying. He's an annoying player.
I can't get fired up about him because I'm not going to take away what he gives you, the Warriors. Mm-hmm. He's a double-double threat every night, going to grab 10 boards, a great passer, can score when he needs to. But he's just a head case, man. I think when he's out there talking crap to players, and he's usually the inferior player of the two, trying to come at LeBron James, like
he's always just clapping, just like
exactly
like.
And
come
I just
on, man.
I don't rock with people who play like that. But that said, I think he's one of those dudes that would take a bullet for you, and you'd love to have him on your team. So that's the respect I have for him.
Little love hate type thing.
Exactly.
So that about wraps it up. So, yeah, that's all we got.
Thanks for having me here.
On the Sports Crevice with superstar athlete and guest, James Hodges.
See you.
See you later.